Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by users of nfbnet.org. Here is what David Andrews, systems operator and list owner, says about the NFB listservs. Some of you probably assume that nfbnet.org users do nothing except send and receive email. This is, in fact, not true, since our users are involved in countless activities in the NFB and our state affiliates and local chapters, as well as in divisions, for various groups, and for themselves. The NFB manages lists that support art, crafts, music, exercise, and, as you will see below, cooking, among other interests. The Blind Cooks listserv is a place where people help each other with advice and information on non-visual techniques, as well as the occasional recipe. To join the Blind Cooks listserv, either go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/blind-cooks at nfbnet.org, or send an email message to blind-cooks-request@nfbnet.org and place the single word subscribe in the subject field of a message. Black Bean and Pumpkin Stew by Susan Tabor. Susan Tabor is a longtime member of the Jayhawk chapter of the NFB of Kansas. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 3 cups pumpkin, peeled, seeded, and cut into half-inch cubes, 4 cloves garlic, minced, 1 large onion, diced, 1 to 2 hot peppers, to taste, seeded and finely minced, 3/4 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 28-ounce can plum tomatoes, chopped, 1/2 cup dry red wine or vegetable broth, 3 1/2 cups vegetable broth, 4 cups freshly cooked or canned black beans, rinsed and drained, 2 cups corn kernels, fresh off the cob or frozen, sour cream and fresh cilantro for garnish. Method: heat 1 tablespoon of the olive oil in a large heavy skillet over medium heat. Add the pumpkin and sauté until it begins to brown, approximately 10 minutes. Set aside. In a large soup pot, heat remaining oil over medium heat. Add garlic, onion, and hot pepper. Sauté until vegetables just begin to get tender. Add cumin, cinnamon, cloves, chili powder, and salt. Stir to combine. Add tomatoes and their juice along with the wine and broth and the sautéed pumpkin. Bring contents to a boil, reduce heat, and allow to simmer for 20 minutes. Add beans and corn. Simmer for another 20 minutes, adding more broth if necessary to thin the stew. Spoon hot into individual bowls, topping each with a spoonful of sour cream and chopped fresh cilantro as garnish. Albondigas Meatball Soup by Christine Hall. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Christine Hall. Christine Hall is a longtime member of the NFB and currently serves as president of the New Mexico affiliate. She is also a member of the New Mexico Commission for the Blind State Rehabilitation Council and on the Board of Regents for the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Christine loves to cook and entertain. Ingredients: 3/4 pound ground sausage, 3/4 pound lean ground beef, 1/3 cup uncooked rice, 1 tablespoon mint leaves, 1 egg, salt and pepper to taste, 3 quarts water, 1 cup canned green chilies like Ortega or fresh green chili, chopped, 1 onion, sliced, 2 stalks celery, diced, 3 tomatoes, sliced thin, or 1 can diced tomatoes. Method: mix sausage, ground meat, rice, mint leaves, egg, and salt and pepper together. Roll meat mixture into small meatballs and set aside. In a large kettle, heat water, green chili, onion, celery, and tomatoes, and simmer for 10 minutes. Drop in meatballs and cook for another 10 minutes. Let stand for approximately 10 minutes before serving. Wild Rice and Fruit Pilaf by Marie Johnson. Marie Johnson is a past president of the NFB of New Hampshire. She says, this is a new family favorite for Turkey Day and other times. It is a 5-star recipe in our book. Enjoy. Ingredients: 2 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 1 cup wild rice, rinsed, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 1 onion, sliced in thin wedges, 2 teaspoons brown sugar, firmly packed, 1/4 cup golden raisins, 1/4 cup dried cranberries, 1/4 cup orange juice, 1 teaspoon grated orange zest, 1/4 teaspoon white pepper. Method: combine chicken broth and wild rice in medium saucepan and bring to a boil. Reduce heat, cover, and simmer for 40 minutes or until almost tender. In a small saucepan, melt butter over low heat and stir in onion and brown sugar. Cook for 10 minutes, stirring occasionally, until onion is tender and lightly browned. Add cooked onions, raisins, cranberries, orange peel, orange juice, and pepper to rice mixture. Cover and simmer 10 minutes or until rice is tender. Wake Up Casserole by Maureen Pranghofer. Maureen Pranghofer is a longtime member of the NFB of Minnesota. Ingredients: 8 frozen hash brown potato patties, 4 cups cheddar cheese, shredded, 1 pound fully cooked ham, cubed, 7 eggs, 1 quarter cup milk, 1 half teaspoon salt, 1 half teaspoon dry mustard. Method: arrange hash brown potato patties in a single layer in a greased 13x9x2 inch baking dish. Sprinkle with cheese and ham. In a bowl, beat eggs, milk, salt, and mustard. Pour egg mixture over ham. Cover and bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. Uncover dish and bake 15 minutes longer or until edges are golden brown and a knife inserted near the center comes out clean. Allow to stand for a few minutes before serving. Puffy Apple Pancakes by Veronica Smith. Veronica Smith is the president of the West Mesa chapter of the NFB of New Mexico. Ingredients: 1 cup flour, 3/4 cup milk, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 half teaspoon cinnamon, 2 tablespoons sugar, 2 Granny Smith apples, peeled and cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 tablespoon butter, cooking spray. Method: combine and mix together all ingredients except butter and apples. Set aside. In a medium skillet, melt the butter and throw in the apples and stir for a minute or two. Do not let them get mushy. Spray the skillet with cooking spray and pour the batter over the apples. Cover the pan and cook for 15 minutes. Uncover the pan and either place a plate on top and invert the pancake onto the plate or carefully lift out the pancake with a wide spatula and place on a serving plate. Cut into wedges to serve with powdered sugar or maple syrup. Orange Cranberry Shortbread by Jan Bailey. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Jan Bailey. Jan Bailey is a longtime Federationist and the president of the Rochester chapter of the NFB of Minnesota. Ingredients: 8 ounces, 2 sticks, unsalted butter, softened, 2/3 cup sugar, 2 1/2 tablespoons orange juice, 2 1/2 tablespoons grated orange zest, 1/4 cup cornstarch, 2 cups flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup dried cranberries, 1/2 cup chopped walnuts. Method: beat butter and sugar together in a bowl with electric mixer until light and fluffy. Add orange zest and juice. Stir together flour, cornstarch, and salt. Add to butter mixture and mix on low speed until just combined. Stir in cranberries and walnuts. Divide dough into 2 portions and shape into logs about 10 inches long. Wrap each in waxed paper and chill until dough is very firm, at least 4 hours. With a sharp knife, cut 1/2 inch thick slices and place on lightly greased cookie sheets. Bake cookies in center of a preheated 325-degree oven for 13 to 18 minutes or until edges just begin to brown. Cool completely. By shaping dough into logs, cookies can be sliced and baked in minutes. Dough will keep for several days in the refrigerator or frozen for 2 to 3 weeks. Thaw frozen dough in refrigerator for 1 to 2 hours before slicing and baking. Makes about 2 1/2 dozen 2-inch cookies.